everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want your English to improve. My name is Rebecca. Do you think that everyone should go to college? Well, let's pretend that it's that time of year and you're trying to decide whether you would like to go to college or not. What do you think you would do? Well, yesterday we met Peter and Greg. They are discussing this very issue, whether or not everyone should go to college. So, today's lesson is called, Is College for Everyone? Is college for everyone? And here's a question that we will discuss, so I want to see if you can answer it. What best describes the CEO of Facebook? What best describes the CEO of Facebook? Friends, open up your magazines and let's begin talking about college. Should you go to college? Come with me.
Is college for everyone?
Mark Zuckerberg, you know, the CEO of Facebook, didn't graduate from college. I'd say his earnings are pretty high.
That's very unusual. All employers take your education into account.
They also look at your experience. You know, about half of college graduates are doing jobs that don't use their degrees.
But they have degrees. Even if you don't use it, you still need one to apply for a lot of jobs.
Well, what about all those loans graduates spend years paying off? College is expensive. There are other ways to get experience without going to college.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 CEO 这个名词 ,CEO 是指 Chief Executive Officer 的缩写，意思就是执行长。例如 ,the first decision the new CEO made was to lay off 10% of the staff. 这位新执行长的第一个决策就是解雇 10% 的员工。如果是公司的总裁叫做 President, 董事长就叫做 Chairman, 或者是 Chair of the Board。例如 ,the chair of the board fired the CEO because of his misconduct. 董事长因为执行长的行为不检而把他开除了。继续我们看 graduate 这个字。graduate 可以当动词，意思是指毕业。注意这个时候 ,U 后面的 A 要发长音的 A, 念成 graduate。如果要说明是从哪个学校毕业的话，是用 from 这个介系词。例如 ,Gina graduated from Princeton last summer.Gina 去年夏天从普林斯顿大学毕业 graduate 也可以当名词意思就是毕业生这个时候 U 后面的 A 就要发短音的念成 graduate 例如 Edward is a Cambridge graduate with a major in literature Edward 是剑桥大学文学系的毕业生 graduate 也可以当形容词意思就是指研究所的例如 ,Linda has a graduate degree in education. Linda 具有教育的研究所的学位。
So Gabe, since we're talking about whether or not we should go to the university, can you share with us a little bit about your experience at the university? Was it a positive experience or was it kind of negative?
That's an interesting way to ask that question, Rebecca, becauseIt's true, when you look back on a situation, you tend to either think of it as a positive or a negative experience. I would say that mostly it was positive, and there were a couple of things that I kind of regret doing, but it had nothing to do with university. It had more to do with my social life. However, speaking of university and the classes and everything, I do wish I had taken them more seriously, and perhaps...even taking a little more time off before going to university, or even taking a gap year, you know, like a year in between my university years, so that I could maybe understand what I wanted to do more before I continued with education. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thanks for asking.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, you know, looking back over my college years, if there was one thing I could do differently, mm-hmm. that would be, I wish I would have studied a language longer.
Oh, like English?
Like English, yes. But no, I studied French and German mm-hmm. and Latin earlier on in high school, but then when I got to college, I just totally forgot about them.
Oh, man.
And so I would just encourage all of you who are watching, it's good to take this time and study a second language.
Like Latin.
Like Latin. Like right. English. Like English.
Which has its roots in Latin and other languages. Well, that is a good point, Rebecca. It is good to learn another language, and that's exactly what you all are doing. And I think you're doing a great job. Keep up the good work. Well, back to our topic today. We read here at the beginning, Greg says, Mark Zuckerberg, you know, the CEO of Facebook, didn't graduate from college. I'd say his earnings are pretty high. So he's trying to make the point that you can make a lot of money without having gone to college.
Well, Peter responds by saying, that's very unusual. So he's saying that's really an exception.
Mm-hmm.
All employers take your education into account. Now let's talk about that phrase, to take something into account. That just means that it's something that you need to consider, something that you need to think about.
Yeah, for example, let's say you're looking for a new job, but you're married and you have kids. You need to take your family into account when you're looking for a job, especially mm-hmm. if it requires you to move to another place, right? Or, for example, maybe you're planning a vacation. When I went to Indonesia with my siblings last year, a couple of years ago, we forgot to take the weather into account.
Oh.
When planning for that trip. And it was the rainy season. And
hey.
So during most of our time there, it was rainy.
That reminds me of when I went to Thailand with my family.
Yeah.
We did not take the weather into account either. We went during monsoon season.
Mm-hmm.
It rained the entire time. Well, friends, this is a great phrase for you to know, so practice using it. Let's continue on with Greg. Greg says, they also look at your experience, referring to the employers. You know, about half of college graduates are doing jobs that don't use their degrees.
Okay. So Greg is continuing with this point. I have to say I majored in communications and also drama. So I am using what I studied in college now at this job. Are you as well, Rebecca?
Let's see. I have an undergraduate degree in English.
Yeah.
And I have a graduate degree in journalism.
So you are.
So I actually am using my degrees as well.
Yeah, I mean,
mm-hmm.
writing articles for Studio Classroom is probably a little different from journalism, right?
Well, it definitely is, because it's writing for, you know, mm-hmm. second language learners. But it's still the same idea, having to write, look for information, mm-hmm. you know, ask yeah. questions. So it's the idea of writing.
So even if your job is very different from what you learned in college, there's always things or aspects of what you learned in university that will help you with your future job.
And Peter makes a really good point here. He says, mm-hmm. but they have degrees. So even if you're working in a field that's different from your college degree, at least you have a degree. Even if you don't use it, you still need one to apply for a lot of jobs. And Greg says, well, what about all those loans graduates spend years paying off? And let's talk about that now. To pay off a loan, what does that mean? It just means that you're paying all the money off that you need to use to pay for your college degree.
Or maybe something else. Maybe you want to buy a house and you need to borrow money from the bank. Eventually, you need to pay that loan off. Rebecca, are you finished paying off your university loans?
Actually, I am not. So I'm one of those students that is paying off my loans even as I speak, because college is expensive. Mm-hmm. Greg says that. And there are other ways to get experience without going to college. So thanks for asking, Gabe.
Yeah, well, what's next?
What's next?
Yeah.
We're going to go to the zoo.
Well, let's go to the
Info Cloud.
Not the zoo.
Well, it's a zoo in the Info Cloud. friends, and welcome to InfoCloud. I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Ken. You know, traveling can be a lot of fun. You can see interesting places, enjoy delicious foods, and learn about other cultures.
But if you travel during a major holiday, you might feel like it is too crowded. When a place is crowded, confusing, or disorganized, we can call it a zoo.
Why? Because zoos are filled with many different animals from all over the world. When you think about taking those animals and putting them together in a small space, it could easily be crowded, noisy, and disorganized.
And that's the same with people. If I wanted to go shopping at the mall on Saturday, Ken might try to convince me not to go by saying,
Carolyn, the mall is a zoo on Saturdays. You wouldn't want to be there.
Some other examples for using this word are, the train station was a zoo yesterday. Or, I couldn't believe how many people were at the DMV today. It was a zoo.
我们都知道 zoo 是动物园，但 zoo 还有一个口语的用法。The mall is a zoo on Saturdays. 这句话并不是说购物中心在周六就变成动物园，而是那是一个人群拥挤的地方。这是因为许多的动物园都很小，里面却关了世界上各种的动物，挤在那样一个小的地方。当然，是杂乱无章的一个状况。因此，任何一个人群拥挤的场所，像监狱、餐厅、车站，都可以用 zoo 来形容。这种 zoo 绝对不是你会带小朋友去玩的地方。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hello, everyone.Welcome back to Studio Classroom. So, of course, the question I have for you is college for everyone? Do you think everyone should go to college? Well, that is what we are discussing, and that is what Greg and Peter are discussing in our lesson. They both have differing opinions about whether or not everyone should go to college.Well, friends, we are going to continue with this conversation in our next reading.
Is college for everyone?
Like what?
I'm signing up for an online coding bootcamp. I want to design apps and sell them.
That career path sounds like it definitely needs a college degree.
Despite what you might think,It doesn't. I have already designed and sold one app to a local company.
Good for you. But it's only one app. On that note, I need to continue studying for my exam.
Okay. Happy studying. I have a movie to catch.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 coding bootcamp 这个名词。coding 在这里是指编码，也就是程式设计，是由动词 code 而来。例如 the ability to code will become a basic skill in the job market in the near future. 编写程式的能力很快就会成为就业市场中的基本技能。boot 本来是指靴子，而 bootcamp 是指新兵训练营。但是如果是 coding bootcamp, 就是指程式设计速成班。例如 many trainees claim that they landed jobs within weeks after the coding bootcamp. 许多学员都宣称在程式设计速成班结束之后几周内就找到工作了。最后我们看的是 despite 这个机器词。despite 是指不管、尽管或者是无论如何。例如 despite her health condition, Sherry managed to finish college.尽管 Sherry 的健康状况不佳，但是她还是想尽办法完成了大学学业。或者是 We enjoyed our dinner despite the burnt steaks. 尽管牛排烤焦了，我们还是很享受我们的晚餐。 despite 和 in spite of 的意思和用法都差不多，所以刚才那个句子也可以说成 We enjoyed our dinner in spite of the burnt steaks. And now let's get back to our teachers.
So remember, earlier, Greg made the point that there are other ways to get experience without going to college. And Peter responds by saying, like what?
Well, Greg is signing up for a coding camp, okay? A coding boot camp. That's if it's something as a boot camp, that means it gives you an overview or a basic training in something. So he's going to learn how to code or maybe do some computer programming. And he says he wants to design apps and sell them. That's a good idea.
He wants to design apps and sell them. That actually sounds very difficult.Well, Peter, I think he probably agrees, because he says that career path sounds like it definitely needs a college degree. Now, let's talk about these words, career path. What is a career path? That just refers to your specific progression or the way that you progress in your work or the specific job that you would like to eventually get.
That's right. And so you could have a job...But maybe it's just the job for now. Maybe it's just part of your career path, right? Do you have a clear career path, or are you still trying to figure it out? I would have to say a lot of people I know, they have a career path, but they're still trying to figure out what the rest of their career path looks like. It's not necessarily very clear for everyone. Rebecca, do you have a very clear career path about what you want to do with your career for the rest of your life?
Well, I know.For me, I really want to be a teacher.
Okay.
I enjoy being a teacher, whether it be, you know, a TV teacher, whether it be in a classroom. I enjoy teaching.
Okay, so this is a great part of your career path.
Absolutely.
It's really helpful for what you want to continue doing.
That's right. What about you?
What about me?
Yes. Do you have a clear idea of what you want your career path to be?
Well, if you ask our boss...I think she would want this to be my career path for the rest of my life.
Do you want this to be your career path for the rest of your life?
Well, I enjoy doing it right now, and I think it will be helpful for what I want to continue doing, because even if I left this job, I would want to continue doing something with the arts or performing. And I love hosting. I've learned a lot about hosting here at Studio Classroom. Mm-hmm. I would want to continue something with that, too. So my career path is a little more unclear.
Okay. Well, you know something, Gabe? You do a great job hosting here.
Well, thanks.
And it is a great place to learn and grow. Well, Greg says, despite what you might think, it doesn't. What is he talking about? Well, he's talking about designing apps, and because that's what he wants to do. That career path doesn't need a college degree, is what he's saying. I've already designed and sold one app to a local company.Peter says, good for you.
Hey, so he already has experience.
Yeah, he does.
Exactly. So he doesn't need a college degree. He says he can just go and learn coding, maybe at this boot camp. But Peter says, okay, good for you. But then it's only one app. And he says, on that note, I need to continue studying for my exam.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like they're both very clear about what they want to do. Peter is very clear about needing to go to college. Greg is very clear.About going to this boot camp.
And you know what else is really, really clear?
What's up?
Greg has a movie to catch.
Oh, yeah.
And that is what he says. Okay, happy studying. I have a movie to catch. Now, if you catch a movie, you don't literally catch a movie that someone throws to you. It means that you go to the movie theaters to watch a movie.
That's right. You could use that word catch to talk about other things. I need to catch the train or I need to catch the MRT.Often it implies there's a certain time that you need to do something by. So maybe there's a 7:30 movie, and he needs to catch that movie.
Well, you know one thing we really need to catch right now?
The SC
Challenge!
Yes!
Hello, everyone! It's time for the SC Challenge, and here with me is Tim. Hey, Tim!
Hi, everyone!
How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good.
Great. Well, here's a question for you to start. Do you think college is for everyone?
No.
Okay, so Tim does not think college is for everyone. Well, friends, today's lesson is all about college and whether or not it's for everyone. And so we have a few other questions about today's lesson. Let's see how well Tim knows today's lesson. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Yes, I'm ready. Okay, well, let's find out. Friends, let's see if you can answer these questions as well. First, which best describes the CEO of Facebook? A, he didn't graduate from college. B, he graduated from college. C, he doesn't make any money. D, he is very friendly.
I'd say B, he graduated college.
Is that your final answer?
Oh, no. Wait. A, he didn't graduate college.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Are you sure?
No.
You're not sure?
But yes.
But that's your final answer? You are correct. Good job. That definitely describes the CEO of Facebook. He didn't graduate from college. Imagine that.
Good thing I changed my answer.
It's a good thing you changed your answer. Next question. So in our lesson, there are two characters. We have Greg and Peter. What does Greg want to do? A, open a restaurant. B, design apps. C, go to college. Or D, sell computers.
Design apps?
Design apps? Are you sure? You sound a little unsure.
He doesn't want to open a restaurant. I'm sure of that.
Okay.
Maybe college, but I'm going to stick with design apps.
Well, Tim, you are correct. Yes, he wants to design apps. And next question, what does Peter think about college? A, it isn't very important. B, only smart people should go. C, everyone should go to college. Or D, it's a waste of time.
Peter thinks everyone should go to college.
And that is your final answer.
Yes.
Excellent job, Tim. That is correct. You got all three answers correct. And friends, I hope you were able to answer those questions as well. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Tim.
And thank you.
Friends, what about you? What do you think about college? Is college for everyone? Think about that. And we'll see you next time. So, Gabe, you know, we've been talking about whether or not you should go to college or not, right? Mm-hmm. So how do you think people view you and your society if you don't go to college?
Oh, that's a good question, because that makes a difference. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people decide to go to college maybe because of social pressures. They think, after high school, I need to go to college next. That's what everyone does. It's what everyone's expecting. But I don't think that's the most important reason to go to college. Friends, it is a good question to think about. And we will see you next time for more right here at Studio Classroom.